This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and me hitting the wrong buttons, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do. I know there's 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I'd like to believe that you've checked out the others and decided that this is the one that you want to listen to. Anyway, you know, I'm going to get right to it because I'm not going to have a whole bunch of time with it. And Steve Bannon gave an interview this weekend on 60 Minutes. And I listened to it twice. Actually, more than that, because I had to listen to it to cut it up. But I listened to it twice. Once from an attitude of, let's just hear what they have to say. And then the other really just sitting down and saying, okay, is there things that he's saying that I don't agree with? I think it's wrong. I think we'll be taken the wrong way, and I was correct almost in every one of those. Because, you know, depending on what, and you look at it, you look online, depending whether you're on the left or the right, will depend on how you take his interview. But I got to tell you, the problem is with him and Trump and others like them, and it's not a problem. I have no problem with it at all. They're just raw and real. There's no parsing of words. There's no careful thought about how you're going to lay it down. Because you know what? When it comes to Donald Trump right now, he could have the best group of wordsmithers in the world, and it wouldn't help. They hate him. That their hate has so blinded them. There's nothing the man can do right. And God forbid anything goes wrong with any kind of rescue efforts, in these hurricanes, anything at all, is slowed down by 2.5 hours. He is going to be the worst president. And it'll be because they were black, there were more blacks or Hispanics there than there were white. You watch. You mark my words. The one thing that'll go wrong, they will go to town on. So, I know some of you probably heard, and I'll apologize to you ahead of time, some of you have probably already heard this. How many of you have seen that show, Mystery Science Theater 3000? Some night I'm going to do an hour, I'm going to do like a segment like that, where I'm going to bring on two or three other people. Well, two other people, anyway. And then I'm going to make it so that that we're commenting on it as it happens. Because I think it would be hilarious. So bear with me. I'll try to keep up with some of your comments. It's hard to do because this is 27 minutes of an interview that I've kind of cut up. And we'll do the best we can do with it.
The Republican establishment is trying to nullify the 2016 election.
Hallelujah. Glad somebody said it. And I've been saying on the show for a long time, Republicans, they're going to do everything they can to take him down. They're not on his page. You have some of them saying, well, he's our president. They're saying it reluctantly. They didn't want him as president. Matter of fact, I think that some of our Republican mainstream would have rather had Hillary Clinton thinking that they could work deals together. And they probably could have. Because they're all deal makers, right?
It's a brutal fact we have to face. Who? I think Mitch McConnell, to a degree, Paul Ryan. They do not want Donald Trump's populist, economic, nationalist agenda to be implemented. It's as obvious as night follows day.
Give me a story that illustrates that.
Well, and you think about this. What have I been telling you guys for years on this show? Right? Ever since he became, Paul Ryan became Speaker of the House. Remember, he's only three seats away. He's only, was it three heartbeats away or two heartbeats away from being president? He is the first wave of progressive Republicanism that you're going to see come out of D.C. And there'll be more to follow. I guarantee it. I told you earlier, how many warriors, how many founding fathers do we have left in this country? How many people are willing to give up? Are you willing to sleep in a dumpster to save the country?
Of Mitch McConnell, when we first met him, and he said, I think in one of the first meetings in Trump Tower with the president, as we're wrapping up, he basically says, I don't want to hear any more of this drain the swamp talk.
You hear that? This is Mitch McConnell, one of the leaders. Go back to my website, therealside.com. Go back to 2014. There's an article I wrote there that said, we've won, now what? And in that article, I say, if we don't get rid of McConnell, if we don't get rid of old-time leadership, we're done. It's over for us.
He says, I can't hire any smart people because everybody's all over them for reporting requirements and the pay, et cetera, and the scrutiny. You know, you got to
think about that. He can't hire smart people because of all the scrutiny that's coming down, right? Because of too many reporting requirements. So what did he want? Did he want sneaky, dirty people? Is that what he's looking for us to promote? I'm just asking. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Takes me a minute to catch on.
Back off that. The drain the swamp thing was Mitch McConnell was day one.
You are attacking on many fronts people who you need to help you to get things done.
They're not going to help you unless...
You mean those are the same people that helped you get elected, right?
They're put on notice. They're going to be held accountable if they do not support...
And there's no swearing on the show. Accountable.
...support the President of the United States. Right now, there's no accountability. They do not support the President's program. It's an open secret on Capitol Hill. Everybody in the city knows it.
And so
there's the key. Everybody in the city knows it. Everybody in the city knows this is one party. Everybody's in it for themselves. It'll give a about the American people. And Bannon's there. See, they're not used to playing like this. He is not the normal president. He is not playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. This is guerrilla warfare, people. Draining this swamp is going to take guerrilla warfare. And you can have a handle on this. It depends on who you elect to send to Congress next time. You can decide what to do. You can't keep blaming everybody else. You need to send the right people.
So now that you're out of the White House, you go into war with them.
Absolutely.
Have you cleaned the swamp?
The swamp is 50 years in the making. Let's talk about the swamp. The swamp is...
Really? Isn't that a great one? The swamp is 50 years in the making. No kidding. And the cement is starting to settle. Or we're going to go in and break it up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We're going to have a lot of fun with this tonight.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you for joining me today. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff that they've taught you to hate, to be afraid of. But guess what? You don't need to be. If you don't want to buy the book, you're not a reader, because I'm not a reader. You don't want to buy the book, head up there. Become part of the team. Seriously. There's a button up there, Patreon. Well, it's a Patreon button where you can become a member. You know, for one cup of coffee a month, you can help keep things moving forward. Now, we're not folding tomorrow at 5, but it helps to have some money coming in. It helps to make sure, you know, conservative talk shows, conservative show hosts, we have been hit tremendously in the last 8 months. A lot of us have been hit big time. Yeah, it's a story for another day because I don't want to eat up all my time with this. I'm going to get back to Steve Bannon interview. And once you hear this, some of you have already heard it or bits and pieces of it. But I want you to hear the whole thing because I want you to hear the disdain in the voice of the commentator on 60 Minutes. I want you to hear the little gutches that he tries to pull off. I want you to hear he's coming, he's stepping out, not a neutral journalist by any stretch of the imagination. He's stepping out with a hate and distaste in his heart to begin with.
It's a successful business model. It's a donor, consultant, K Street lobbyist.
He's talking about Washington, D.C. and why they don't want changes. He's talking about the influence there and how hard it is to drain the swamp. And it's been like that for 50-plus years. You can't just turn it around overnight. And when it comes to draining the swamp, when it comes to the perks, when it comes to what's going on, it's not that easy.
Politician, seven of the nine biggest, most wealthiest counties in America ring Washington, D.C.
What are you talking about when you talk about the swamp?
Think about that. Nine of the 15 richest counties in the country. Come on. If you're driving, don't do this. But close your eyes, right? Imagine the country as a whole in nine counties. Nine of the 15 counties are right there in D.C., are right on the outskirts of D.C. They have more high-end car dealerships in a small area, a small geographic area, than there is anywhere else in the country. What does that tell you, people?
What are you talking about when you talk about the swamp? You're talking about the lobbyists and the people.
The permanent political classes.
Oh, come on. He's really stupid. What's his name from 60 Minutes? Is he really that stupid? Who are you talking about? He doesn't mean that. You know as well as I do. He doesn't mean that by any stretch of the imagination. He knows exactly who he's talking about.
He's represented by both parties.
By the way, when he opened up this interview, I cut some of the stuff out because I couldn't get it all in. But when he opened up, he drove the point home that Bannon was coming out against Republicans and not Democrats and not liberals. He drove that point home in the front of the interview. Shows you how disingenuous they are.
You're not going to drain that in 8 months. You're not going to drain it in 2 terms. This is going to take 10, 15, 20 years of relentlessly going after it.
So you win the election. You go through a transition. A lot of people thought might join the cabinet. Didn't. Rudy, Newt, Christie.
And that's 48 hours after we won. There's a fundamental decision that was made. You might call it the original sin of the administration. We embraced the establishment. I mean, we totally embraced the establishment. I think in President Trump's mind, and in Jared's mind, and the family's mind, I actually agreed with the decision. Because you had to staff a government. And to be brutally frank, look, I've never been in a campaign in my entire life, right? You know, I'm a former investment banker as a media guy running a little website. Our whole campaign was a little bit the island of misfit toys. So he looks around, and I'm wearing my combat jacket. I haven't shaved. I got, you know, my hair's down to here. And he says, he's...
Well, think about that. He says, I ran a small website, for all intents and purposes, Breitbart, getting the information out there. So he knows how to get the information out. He knows how to make a difference socially, right? From a social online standpoint, he can get the information out. This has never been done before. Obama did it, but he did it a little differently. He did a traditional campaign, but using online tools. This is a whole different animal.
Thinking, hey, I've got to put together a government. I've got to really staff out something. I need to embrace the establishment.
I need to govern.
Now, we talked about this. You guys were up in arms with some of the people he was putting on. And I said to you early on, look, you have got to know how to maneuver some of these landmines. You've got to know how to make your way through. You've got to bring... But see, I think he brought all... to kick off this administration, he should have brought people on, like Newt Gingrich. He should have brought people on that were on his team, on his side, and knew how to maneuver government. No. He brings on, as my friend calls him, you know, Rancid Priebus. The guy who didn't have any faith in Trump. He didn't believe Trump could pull it off.
I need to govern.
Let's go down the list of what things that Donald Trump wanted. He wanted to do away with Obamacare, repeal and replace. It didn't happen.
The very first meetings we had with the Republican establishment, here was the plan that was laid out. The plan was to do Obamacare because, remember, Paul Ryan and these guys come in and said, we've done this for 7 years. We've voted on this 50 times. We understand this issue better than anybody. We know.
Yeah, see, there was all three lies right there. Bang, bang, bang. They've done it 50 times, but there was no conviction to it. They had nothing to lose. They weren't going to win. They knew they weren't going to win. Even if they had the votes, they were going to put it on the president's desk. It was going to get vetoed. They couldn't turn it around. It was a joke. It was a farce. It was a joke. And Trump bought into it.
We know how to repeal and we know how to replace. And this is ours. That's what we're going to start with day one. And we will have something on your desk by Easter. By the Easter break, we'll do repeal and replace. Come back from Easter and all the way up to the August break, taxes. Come back from the summer break on Labor Day, and we drive home to the end of the year on infrastructure. We accomplish all three big legislative goals in the first year. They would take...
This is what the leadership in the House and Senate told you.
And we agreed on it. That was the deal.
Now blaming them for all of this.
I'm not blaming this.
You see what he did? You see what he did there? The commentator tried to turn it around, okay, that he was putting the blame in the wrong place, that Bannon was putting the blame in the wrong place, and Bannon hits it right on the head.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that when left to even repeal it in June when in the Senate, they put up for a vote, they only had 41 votes. There is wide discrepancy in the Republican Party as we know today now that we're in it. But I will tell you, leadership didn't know that at the time. They didn't know it to the very...
Did you hear that? Leadership didn't know. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, who should have been priming these people from last November... They should have been on them. They should have been priming these people. Because, again, it was easy to get the votes when you knew it wasn't going anywhere. It was easy to get the votes when you knew you had absolutely no chance of getting through.
Yeah. And let me tell you about Obamacare. There's something that's being worked on right now to fix Obamacare. And that came up.
Hang on.
Have
we come to that where the choice is simply to fix Obamacare?
I think...
The reason we've come to the point that we can only fix Obamacare is because we've let it go another year and we can't get on the same page. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Hey, hey, there you go. Sorry, Daddy.
We are back.
Yeah.
Why go to school? I'll tell you the truth anyhow. I'm Joe Vecino. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, a show of hands, because I'm looking at how much I've gotten through in this. And we only have, like, we don't have that much more time left. And so, producer Timmy and I came up with a great idea, which is, if you're listening over the air on a local radio station, you're listening online, whatever, we will continue on. We'll give you a, on the further I look at it, I guess. We will give you a bonus hour, or bonus slot, if you would. And so what we're going to do is, I know I'm not going to get through this, and I don't want to pick it up tomorrow, so I'm going to continue on at the top of the hour. And I'll talk about that more in a minute. I just don't want to be there alone. I don't like being all alone. Very lonely place to be all alone. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys are with me. I appreciate the time that you guys, you know, encourage me on. Because whether you believe it or not, it ain't the easiest thing in the world to do this kind of stuff at times. Because you think, you know, I talked about it earlier. But you think everybody's with you. You know, all right, let's crank forward. We're going to get it done. We're going to do it. And then when you turn around and you look at some point in time, you realize, I'm the only one there. Where did everybody go? So anyhow, I am going to hang on afterward. And we'll finish up, because I know I'm not going to be able to finish up, but I'm going to do my darndest, okay, to make sure you guys get as much as you can. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm sure it'll make producer Tammy very happy. Steve Bannon in his interview this weekend, depending on the side of the aisle you were, it was terrible, it was great. If you're a hardcore conservative, you loved it. If you're kind of medium right, not so much. And it's too bad either, because it shouldn't be that way at all. Right? So here's Bannon. But listen to the disdain of the fellow doing the interview for 60 Minutes.
the choice is going to be you're not going to be able to totally repeal it.
You accept no responsibility for the failures of this administration?
When you say failures...
Failure. 8 months. The man has been in office in 8 months, okay? There's never been this level of leaks ever. All right? You've got stuff. Look, I do fault President Trump for one thing. He should have walked in there from day one after the first 30 days, go, look, I have had it. All right? I want to triple, even if it's temporary, I want to triple the staff of the FBI or whoever, whatever organization takes care of this, okay? And I want people arrested. I want people going to jail. I want people being prosecuted. And if my attorney general won't do it, we'll fire his butt and we'll get another one in there that will. We're going to clean up the mess at least. At least we're going to get the pond scum off the edges of the pond, you know, before draining the swamp. But you can't drain the swamp. Hey, this guy's like a prize fighter in a ring and there's 12 other opponents in there and they're all in there at the same time. It ain't right. And Obama hid behind George W. Bush for 5 years, people. 5 years. And 8 months into this, they want to hang Trump.
It's 8 months in. Give me a failure. Well, Obama didn't have Obamacare for the first 18 months. You're holding him to an unfair standard.
That's right.
I'm worried about losing the House now because of DACA. And my fear is that with this 6 months downrange, if this goes all the way down to its logical conclusion in February and March, it will be a civil war inside the Republican Party that will be every bit as vitriolic as 2013.
I agree. No kidding. We already have a civil war going on with this. We just can't see it. We're better at hiding it. All right? We already have one going on. Even my local state area, we have one going on. We don't get along because we lie to each other.
And to me, doing that in the springboard of primary season for 2018 is extremely unwise.
The president made the wrong decision.
I think you wanted him to go full bore. I think what we have to do is focus on the...
No. The American people wanted him to go full bore. The ones that voted for him wanted him to go in there, for all intents and purposes, with a hatchet and clean the place up. This isn't brain surgery.
American citizens. I think we have to focus on American citizens.
So what would you do with the people who came here?
I think that you saw the memo.
But just tell me what you would do. That's all
I think as the work permits run out, they self-deport.
They self-deport.
Yes. I am absolutely...
But that's being deported.
There's no path to citizenship, no path to a green card, and no amnesty. Okay. Amnesty is non-negotiable.
America was in the eyes of so many people, and it's what...
Now, listen carefully here. This is so disingenuous. Listen very carefully here, okay? Because what you're going to hear him say is, well, I want to say it first, then I'll comment on it.
People respect America for it is people have been able to come here, find a place, contribute to the economy. That's what immigration has been in America. And you seem to want to turn it around and stop it.
You could be more dead wrong. America was built on her citizens.
We're all immigrants.
America was...
You hear him in there? And, oh, that's such a left thing. See, it's in their DNA. Couldn't control himself. We're all immigrants. Really?
Built on
her... Except the Native Americans.
Don't this is the thing of the left. Right. Charlie, that's beneath you. Yeah. America's built on our citizens.
You see that? You see what he just did there? What Bannon did, this is what they're afraid of. This is what makes them crazy. Trump calls him out. Bannon calls him out. More and more people are getting on them. Like he just said, Charlie, that's a mantra of the left. It's beneath you. It's not something you should be doing. And he backed off. He stopped. Because they don't know what to do with it. You slap them around with the truth rag and they don't know what to do with it.
Look at the 19th century. What built America is called the American system. From Hamilton to Polk to Henry Clay to Lincoln to the Roosevelts. A system of protection of our manufacturing, financial system that lends to manufacturers, and a control of our borders. Economic net.
You know what he's talking about? Capitalism. It's an American way. Capitalism.
Don't give me, this is the thing of the left. This is, Charlie, that's beneath you. Yeah. America's built on our citizens. Look at the 19th century. What built America is called the American system. From Hamilton to Polk to Henry Clay, to Lincoln, to the Roosevelts. A system of protection of our manufacturing, financial system that lends to manufacturers, and a control of our borders. Economic nationalism is what this country was built on, the American system.
Economic nationalism. Why is nationalism so bad? Not national socialism, but nationalism. Loving this country first. Getting this country on its feet first. Getting this country rolling first. Terrible. Terrible.
Right? We go back to that. We look after our own. We look after our citizens. We look after our manufacturing base. And guess what? This country is going to be greater, more united, more powerful than it's ever been. And it's not. This is not astrophysics. Okay, and by the way, that's every nationality, every race, every religion, every sexual preference. As long...
You hear that? You can't... Where is he not being inclusive there? Did he just not mention every single name known to mankind? He mentioned everything in there that the left is in love with. Well, yeah, actually, basically what he did was he stole all the truth, I don't want to call them trigger words. He stole all these words from the left, though. Listen.
Manufacturers in a control of our borders. Economic nationalism is what this country was built on, the American system, right? We go back to that. We look after our own. We look after our citizens. We look after our manufacturing base. And guess what? This country is going to be greater, more united, more powerful than it's ever been.
Oh, no. We don't want it greater. We don't want it more powerful. We don't want it stronger. God forbid. Not what Obama wanted for us.
And it's not. This is not astrophysics. Okay, and by the way, that's every nationality, every race, every religion, every sexual preference. As long as you're a citizen of our country, as long as you're an American citizen, you're part of this populace.
We can't have a caveat like that. You should not have to be an American citizen to take part of the American dream. God save us.
Economic nationalist movement.
Can I remind you, a good Catholic,
the Cardinal...
Oh, here we go. Here we go with the Catholic game. Game. It's a game. And I'm not making fun of the Catholics. I'm making fun of the commentator.
Dolan is opposed to what's happening in DACA.
Cardinal Dolan.
The Catholic Church has been terrible about this.
Okay, fair.
The bishops have been terrible about this. By the way, you know why? You know why? Because unable to really to come to grips with the problems in the church... They need illegal aliens. They need illegal aliens to fill the churches. It's obvious on the face of it. That's what the entire...
You know, to a degree, he's right. And when I say that, it's not disparaging to the Catholics, but think about something. The average white American today, and I don't care, you know, you see these numbers say 80% of Americans are believing in God and blah, blah, blah. That's all... You know what? The God is the rock out in front of the front door sometimes. All right? But stereotypically, Europeans, immigrants, what have you, tend to be Catholics or Christians, tend mostly to be Catholics. So I go back to Boston, to my home church when I go there, my old church when I grew up, it's empty. There's old white folks in there. And immigrants tend to be Catholic. They tend to be religious when they first get here. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. A lot more of this inside the break. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I'm telling you, think of that song, an introduction. With a Lawrence Welk kind of accent. Wouldn't that be great? I gotta figure out how to do it. I think it'd be fun. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Please find yourself involved in the conversation. If you do it on Facebook or up on our website, you can find our website at therealside.com, therealside.com. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. So, yeah, and head up to the website. Okay? There's a lot happening up there. We've got writers up there. We've got stories going up. I want you to pay attention. You know, a lot of people go out of their way to write. David Weissman, a lot of good pieces there. So head over there, take a look. Let them encourage them to continue to write. Anyway, like I said, I'm not going to get through this, obviously, before the show's over. The normal show's over. We'll do a little extended thing on the other side of the show, on the other side of the hour. So we're actually getting 4 hours of me tonight almost. That's really scary. I don't know anybody wants 4 hours of me. I don't even want 4 hours of me. But it's the only way to get through this. And I want to get through this because I think it's a big deal. We cannot let them get away with this. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is the, we're commenting on the interview with Steve Bannon over last weekend. And instead of me just throwing out bits and pieces, I'm playing the interview. And I've taken out the long, dramatic pauses. I've taken out the ease, ahs, oohs, right? Or when he goes, but, you know, I ain't taking that stuff out too. And that way there we speed it up a little bit. So take a listen.
Catholic bishops condemning. They have an economic interest. They have an economic interest in unlimited immigration, unlimited illegal immigration. As much as
that's a tough thing to say about your church.
As much as I respect Cardinal Dolan and the bishops on doctrine, this is not doctrine. This is not doctrine at all. I totally respect the Pope.
Now they come out. They're going to come out and say this is doctrine because Jesus tells us to feed, you know, the poor, the widow, the this, that, and the other thing. Take care of others. Yeah, he's exactly right. But you know, the Bible also says that if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. The Bible also says you're supposed to respect the laws of the land. I mean, I could take a whole position on what the Bible says about these DACA people from the other side of the Catholic Church, or any other church for that matter. We can have a field day with this. You don't just take care of people to take care of people. Yeah, you're supposed to show them the love of God, and there's a lot going on here, a lot more that I can't take care of in a few minutes. But in this case, feeding them, think about these kids, some of these kids who came here, what we did for them when they got here. Think about the medical treatment they got. They get better medical treatment than the VA, than our veterans do. And the ones that came here with their parents, that have snuck in, they're here illegally, they got a better education than their parents got, and they got a better education than their parents got, their grandparents and their great-grandparents got, all wrapped together, most of these kids. At the taxpayer expense. So don't tell me how we didn't take care of them. A lot of these kids get free food at schools because they don't hit a socioeconomic range for dollars. So don't give me this stuff about how we don't take care of them. We're mean. We're nasty. It's a line of crap, period.
And I totally respect the Catholic bishops and cardinals on doctrine. This is not about doctrine. This is about the sovereignty of a nation. And in that regard, they're just another guy with an opinion.
So how do you want to be perceived, you, today, because you have a media image?
The media image, I think, is pretty accurate. I'm a street fighter. That's what I am.
You're more than that.
No, I think I'm a street fighter.
And you got to be a street fighter. I'm good with this. I don't know how you guys feel. I'm good with this. Remember, we've talked about this a million times. We would be having a break every day between 12 and 3 for tea and crumpets if we had played by the Marcus of Queensbury rules in the Revolution. See, the Brits were playing by general warfare rules. We weren't. We were playing by guerrilla warfare rules because they would have kicked our butts. We came up against the most powerful force on the face of the planet. And if it wasn't for God, and if it wasn't for, and our founding fathers, continually thank God for the victory. But if it wasn't for God, and it wasn't for us playing by a different set of rules than them, because the Brits are so proper, you know. We'd be eating whatever biscuits and tea at lunchtime instead of coffee and hot dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, I think that's why Donald Trump and I get along so well. Donald Trump's a fighter, great counterpuncher. He's a fighter. I'm going to be his wingman outside for the entire time to protect.
So you'll not be attacking Donald Trump in your role.
No, our purpose is to support Donald Trump. By the way,
and destroy.
What did I tell you? Did I tell you when Steve Bannon was leaving? And people were screaming and talking about, I said, no, shut up, shut up, just shut up. This is not what you think it is. It really isn't. And guess what? It wasn't. He's there to fight. He's there. He's going to help him win.
He's a fighter. I'm going to be his wingman outside for the entire time. To protect.
So you'll not be attacking Donald Trump in your role.
Our purpose is to support Donald Trump. By the way.
And destroy his enemies?
To make sure his enemies know that there's no free shot on goal. By the way, after the Charlottesville situation, that's what I told General Kelly. I was the only guy that came out and tried to defend him. I was the only guy that said he's talking about something, taking it up to a higher level. Where did this all go? Where does this end? Does it end in taking down the Washington Monument? Does it end in taking down...
I tell you where many people's...
He's so right. You have got to take this political correctness. We have got to beat it down, not beat people down. We have to beat the political correctness down, okay? You got to take what's left of it after you finish beating the crap out of it. You got to put it in a meat grinder and put it on the grill. Get rid of this. This is craziness. This is so out of control. It's pathetic. You can't let this happen. We can't, with all this noise, with all this extra noise going on, we're not going to be able to fix anything, people.
Suggest it should have gone. It should have gone in terms of denouncing, specifically from the very beginning, neo-Nazis and white supremacists and people of that political...
See, they're stuck on this. They're stuck on the fact that he didn't use exactly the words that they wanted him to use, okay? It's just amazing to me. It's continually amazing to me that they lock onto these like a bulldog with a bone and has no real reason for staying with it. Makes no sense.
View, and it should have gone there because those were people that Americans in World War II went to fight against. And you should have instantly have denounced them. And you didn't at first instinct. In fact, you seem to be doubling down in terms of a moral equivalence.
What he was trying to say is that people that support the monument staying there peacefully and people that oppose that, that's the normal course of a First Amendment. But he's talking about the neo-Nazis and neo-Confederates and the Klan, who, by the way, are absolutely awful. There's no room in American politics for that. There's no room in American society for that. My problem...
You hear that? Now, he has said that he wants to be inclusive of the gay and lesbian community, right? The LGBTQ community. He doesn't care what color you are. He doesn't care what size you are. He doesn't care what ethnicity. He doesn't care about any of this stuff as long as you're an American citizen. That's what he said earlier in the interview. Okay? And he's going down that same road now. And you'll never hear any of this. Right? You'll never hear any of this discussed with any of the people on the left. It just won't happen.
And I told General Kelly this. When you side with a man, you side with him. I was proud to come out and try to defend President Trump in the media that day.
Are there no exceptions in terms of siding with someone?
You can tell him, hey, maybe you could do it a better way. But if you're going to break, then resign. If you're going to break with him, resign. The stuff that was leaked out that week by certain members of the White House, I thought was unacceptable. If you find it unacceptable, you should resign.
So who are you talking
about? Yeah, perfect. If you don't like the guy you're working for, get gone. Because frankly, the leak doesn't make you holier than thou. The leak, you leaking information, you leaking out stuff you don't like, does not make you righteous, does not make you right. You need to be fired. If you don't like, you know what, have the guts, have the spine. If you don't like the guy you're working for, if you don't like the group you're working for, get gone. Get out of there. And the hypocrites on the left, the ones who worked under Obama, are you serious? You telling me that you liked everything that they did? That you think everything they did was... No, see, this is where we're no longer Americans. Now we're ideologues. Now we're Republicans or Democrats. That's where we went sideways big time. And Obama bought you ice cream sundaes for agreeing with him. Again, I'm going to keep saying it. I'm not going to stop. It's wrong. It continues to be wrong. It's wrong now. It was wrong then. If you can't support the... You know... Maybe we should just hire all military people because they know how to get together. They know how to group it together. They know how to fight it together. And maybe that's what we need more of. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about obviously about Gary Cohn and some other people. That if you don't like what he's doing and you don't agree with it, you have an obligation to resign.
So Gary Cohn should have resigned.
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to, at the top of the hour, I'm going to finish this because we've got another 15 minutes of this interview. And I don't want to do it tomorrow night because we lose all the momentum. So we're going to come back at this at the top of the hour. Okay? Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. We're going to do it on Facebook. We're going to do it on Ustream. You go to my website, therealside.com, you know, because a lot of stations will cut away at the top of the hour. And you can come back and hear the rest of this because I don't want you to miss it. I think it's a big deal. I don't want you to miss it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved in the conversation, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com, because it's too important just to let go. We'll do a quick reset at the top of the hour. God bless. Thanks for being with me today. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air, in a chat room, texting, tweeting. Tell your friends, tell your loved ones. Come on back in about 5 minutes. We're set to go again.